You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Friday, August 28th, 7:44 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning, Gary Duncan. He's Executive Director here at Worldwide KFUO. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
Good to have you in studio this morning.
Did you just say 7:44?
I did.
I thought I wasn't supposed to be on to 7:45.
You get an extra minute.
All right. I have apologized to you for the bad, what was I going to say here? We don't treat you right. I realize that. This morning when I got up and the sun wasn't up yet, and I thought, poor Andy.
I'm used to it now.
Well, good.
You know, I wasn't a morning person until, I don't know if I am still a morning person yet or not, but until about, well, almost 2 years ago, October. This October 2 years ago will be my 2 year anniversary with His Time, and that's when I started becoming a morning person and waking up before it was dark.
Yeah,
and
before it was light, you mean?
I mean before. Well, going to bed when it was dark and waking up before it was light. Yeah,
and, I walked out of the door this morning. And I thought to myself, this is for the birds, and then I listened,
and
they weren't even up yet.
I know, it's kind of funny. Sometimes folks will say, see you bright and early tomorrow. I said, nope, just early.
Yeah. It won't be bright.
It won't be bright.
Yeah, but I didn't hit much traffic driving in. You know, I may have even beat you in here this morning.
There are advantages to being the early people coming in before everybody else. Yes, because the traffic is certainly one of those issues. The other one is... not only the traffic, but also school buses, which create mm-hmm. traffic too.
Right.
You know, when I used to come in later, I would encounter all that school traffic.
Oh,
but
tough.
When you come in early, no, you don't have to worry about that. Those kids aren't that early.
And I'm not sure if the listeners know this. You even come in earlier sometimes to go to the gym. You're one dedicated person.
Yes, some mornings it's the gym here. Some mornings it's the gym closer to home. It just depends on what my workout is.
Buzz, the director of operations, is in there. I'm going to ask him to remind me to take you out to lunch. The three of us, just because you have to do this every day.
I love it, though.
I know you do. I know.
I love it. I love coming in early. It's nice and quiet. I can have my tea when it gets colder. I come in and have my nice cup of hot tea after a workout, and I'm all awake. Ready to share the morning.
Tea, speaking of tea, Andy grows tea in his little cubicle. Have you picked
any? Yet. It's not yet ready for harvest.
Okay.
So we're growing some mint and some other things to make tea this fall. I started it this summer so that it would be ready for this fall so we could have fresh
Great.
Tea. But, I love starting the morning with our listeners and studying God's Word. First thing, mm-hmm. It's the first thing we get to do together and study with a different pastor every day. I enjoy that.
And you do a great job. And,
well, thanks.
I'm just not a morning person, although I have done morning shows in the past for several years at a secular radio station here in St. Louis. So I know how it is, and it is enjoyable, and you have a lot of great listeners, and we appreciate the listeners, and we also appreciate you.
We do appreciate. And for those who aren't morning people, which they're probably not listening right now, but we have afternoon and evening, mm-hmm. Early evening programs. We have Reformation Rush Hour with Pastor Craig D'Onofrio and evening prayer, which is much like our morning prayer each day. So they have an opportunity to share in those things for those who crawl out of bed around noon.
Yeah. And that's Mark's show right there at noon.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Mark does a great job, always has.
Moments of Assurance is the program
Mark
we're talking
Hawkinson
about.
Pastor.
Some conversations, some music, inspiration, as he says it, your daily recipe.
Yeah,
he's just inspiration.
He's one of those people you listen to, and he's just like a great friend that spends time with you. It's that simple.
Yeah, just sitting down and enjoying some great music and
time together,
encouragement, conversation, some scripture. Exactly. Well, we talked about some of our favorite programs. Should we give our listeners a chance?
Let's do that. Open
talk
up
about
the phone
their...
lines. We'll talk about that, and we'll also talk about a couple of the new programs that we have.
Great idea. Great idea. Okay, 1-800-730-2727 is the toll-free number, 1-800-730-2727. If you want to share with us about some of your favorite programs at Worldwide KFUO, or the local number, 314-821-0850 is the number in St. Louis, or you can email us, kfuo@kfuo.org. We are talking with Gary Duncan about what's going on here at Worldwide mm-hmm. KFUO, the program. So give us a call or an email about your favorite programs.
I think it would be nice to talk about when you do call in about your favorite host as well, because everybody works hard here, and it's always nice to have that encouragement.
So. They're going to feel obligated to say something about me if they're calling in during his time, right?
Right.
But you can talk about any of your favorite hosts here at Worldwide KFUO.
And that happens because we've done this in the past with other directors, and whatever show it's on, and it makes sense that they get the kudos, the more kudos. But what program do you like? What host do you like? What do you appreciate about KFUO? We would love to hear from you.
What would you like to hear more of? Is there something you'd like to hear more of here at Worldwide KFUO? Let us know. 314-821-0850, 1-800-730-2727, or you can email kfuo@kfuo.org.
I think we talked about this last time I was in, right after I took this position, that Andy also is the director of programming.
I am?
He's program director, yeah. Buzz is doing a lot of my old duties along with a lot of his old duties too. He's just been piled on as well. But Buzz is director of operations, and of course Joni, director of development, and she's been that for a while now. Mm-hmm. So that's the leadership team here at KFUO. Since I think we're waiting, it looks like there may be a phone call, but we'll talk about the newest programs, and I'll.
We have some great new programs. One that that I have just been thrilled with. We're into, I think, week five almost with this five, with the student union. Pastor Mark Zill is the director of LCMS Campus Ministry, LCMSU, and he has been hosting the student union, a program that addresses topics related to campus ministry and what our students are facing, the questions and things that they face as students on college campuses. And so he's done a fine job of addressing those. He's had students as guests on the program. I've enjoyed hearing from many of the students, hearing what's going on in their campuses and what Pastor Zill has been sharing as he goes out and visits campuses as well. He's doing a great job with it. It is on Wednesdays, and that is at 2:00 Central on Wednesdays. You can listen online. The archives are on our website as well, kfuo.org. Go back and listen to some of the previous programs, or listen this coming Wednesday at 2:00 Central. Listen live and hear what's going on with campus ministry. He does a great job with that. It's kind of upbeat. The music for it is what did he call it? Gospel funk? It's a fun program.
Yeah, it really is. And we have on the classical stream, on the
Classic
99 stream, a new program, the music program with Terry.
Is Essential Sacred Music. The host is Terry Harrell. That's 1:00 Central on Sunday afternoons. He interviews a different guest each week, and with a conversation about sacred music, they look at a specific topic or a specific composer and within sacred music, and discuss that and share some things that are a rich part of our heritage as Christians, specifically as Lutherans. A lot of the music coming from Lutheran composers. And he's done a fine job with that. And so that rolls out on Sunday afternoons at 1:00 every week.
On the Classic 99.
Classic99.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1-800-730-2727 is the phone number. I would really love to hear from the listener to talk about what they enjoy about KFUO, or what you think we could do better, or maybe a program idea that you have. You know, there's one thing I want to let everybody know. Sometimes you get a new director and they're afraid that things are going to just change. We're not going to just come in here and change the programming and anything like that. Our mission here at KFUO is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. And that's what we are doing, and that's what we will continue to do here at KFUO. I didn't give the local number, though, did I?
314-821-0850. Some other things that are in the works. We're working with our brothers and sisters in Christ in Brazil.
Right.
Hoping to share some of their work. They have an online station as well, Christos para Todos, based out of Brazil. I believe it's at the Concordia Seminary in Brazil, if I remember correctly. And but the students, there are students here in St. Louis studying at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis who are working on that program. And we're hoping to share that down the road. It's not quite ready yet, but we'll be sharing some the programs in Portuguese. So
right. That's one of our, that will be probably the first of our, we're referring to right now, because we don't have an official name for it, is International KFUO. And our plans are to do some online only programming podcast that will reach the international audience in their language. So we plan on doing several different programs that are available online on our webpage.
You know, if we're going to tackle all the languages in the world, we're going to have to start working a little more closely and keep up with our friends over at Lutheran Heritage Foundation and Lutheran Bible Translators. Those folks are working so diligently to get the Word of God out to people in just every imaginable every language imaginable around the world. I talked with Pastor Heise at Lutheran Heritage Foundation the other day. They're working in over 100 languages, like 101 languages, to get small catechism, things like that, right out. There's your goal, Gary. 101 languages.
101 languages. Well, it would be nice to partner with a lot of those organizations as well as we move into that project. But that's one of the things we have on our stove, I guess you could say, cooking in the background.
It's a big stove.
It's a big stove. It's got a lot of stuff on it. And we'll be rolling those programs out. And we're working on another program that will be starting in October, I believe. Once a month.
November.
November, okay.
November.
With the communications department here at Senate.
Yeah. We're looking forward to partnering with them. Perhaps some of you have heard of the webinars, Free to Be Faithful, that are every other month. And they address the topics of the Christian in the public square, and what can we bring to conversations in the public square, especially items or topics of religious liberty. And so we'll be working with our friends in LCMS Communications and Tim Gegline in Washington, D.C., and Kip Allen here, World Lutheran News, putting together, I think, what is going to be an outstanding program on Wednesday afternoons, right after the Student Union. And that'll be a special, at least every other month, maybe every month, we'll see. But at least every other month, we'll have an opportunity to address some of those topics of religious liberty.
One more thing I'd like to get out while I'm here, and I think we have just a few minutes left, is, you know, we do our fundraiser, our big fundraiser in the spring, the Share-a-thon, and we do mailings and things like that a couple times a year, and that's it, and we have a push towards the end of the year. But usually the end of summer, we really don't do anything as far as a push for asking for gifts. So while I'm sitting here today, I would like to ask, if you do appreciate KFUO, you appreciate the ministry, you appreciate the fact that we reach the world with the gospel message, would you please, as we end this summer period, perfectly consider supporting the ministry of Worldwide KFUO?
Time for a back-to-school gift, right?
That'd be nice.
you bring up a good
point. Do it in honor of a student.
And there are still, if I understand correctly, there are still some days for day sponsors.
Right.
So you could contact Mary and become a day sponsor, or Joni, and find out more about that. Become a day sponsor here at Worldwide.
Maybe do it in honor of your college student. Mm-hmm. You have a college student who just went off to college a couple of weeks ago. We'll give a day sponsor in honor of that person and thankfulness to God for, you know, that young person in your life.
Susan writes in, my favorite show is Cross Defense, a high-level, thought-provoking show, discusses much-needed topics, and Rod is a wonderful host, extremely well-read, and loves sharing the gospel. Thanks so much for writing in, Susan, and sharing with us that you enjoy Cross Defense. And you're right, Rod works hard. He does. He's a voracious reader, and which is why he also hosts Book Talk as well, to prepare for those programs. He does a lot of reading and does a lot of time to prepare for those programs. Programs to address those topics. So thanks so much, Susan.
And because of the modern technology, he's able to do that from Florida now.
Exactly. Well, Gary, our time is up. Thanks so much for coming in, sharing this morning. And I'm sure we'll talk again in the future about what's going on at KFUO. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.